so happy to report it's the weekend. Yes, welcome. Valerie Smaldone here, the program America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. And every week we've got music expert Al Cattabiani, founder of the terrific website Culture Sonar, cool stuff to see, hear, read, and do. Or is it cool stuff to do, see, read, and hear? I know it's one of the above. But anyway, this week, expert Al talks about country music and whether you like it or not.
Country is probably the most popular music in these United States, but it's not for everyone. The hat acts, the chicks and pickups cliches, and the tired bro vibe are all kind of overdone. Plus, you turn on country radio and it's just full of the same old, same old. But like any vibrant art form, country is not just one thing. And when you dig a little deeper, there are treasures everywhere. So let's talk today about country music for people who don't like country music, starting with Kacey Musgraves. The title of her major label debut, Same Trailer, Different Park, tells you a few things. She's different, she's smart, and she both embraces and questions country traditions. Critics love her. She won Grammys for Best Country Album for Same Trailer, Different Park, and Best Country Song for Merry-Go-Round from that album. The Country Music Association named her New Artist of the Year for 2013 and gave her Song of the Year honors for Follow Your Arrow the following year. Yet even though the fans and the critics are on board, many country radio stations, which are pretty conservative, remain resistant. And no wonder. Some of Kacey's characters smoke weed, are gay-friendly, and generally aren't very orthodox.
Kiss lots of noise, hey. Kiss lots of boys, yeah. But kiss lots of girls, if that's something you're into it. Straight and narrow gets a little too straight. Roll up the joint, or don't. Just follow your arrow wherever it points at. Follow your arrow wherever it points.
As Kacey herself put it, "The things I'm singing about aren't controversial to me. I don't push buttons to push buttons. I talk about things that have made an impression on me that a lot of people everywhere are going through." Where Musgraves is one of the faces of New Country, Carlene Carter traces her lineage way back. She was born into a musical dynasty, namely the Carter family. Beginning way back in 1927, the Carters, A.P., Maybell, and Sarah, brought their down-home mountain folk to the masses and became one of the first country music superstars. Mother Maybell gave birth to June, who'd become June Carter Cash, and June passed her musical gift down to her daughter, Carlene. Really long story short, Carlene's had a tumultuous life, but happily, at 60, she's healthy and back with a new project, Carter Girl, which has her making peace with her huge musical roots. While she's always dipped in and out of the music that's in her DNA, this is really the first time she's fully immersed herself in it. On the project, she revisits Carter family classics, helped out by guests including Vince Gill, Willie Nelson, and Kris Kristofferson. Considering that her voice carries the distinctive mountain, honey, whiskey timbre that made her ancestors so beloved, it's really great to see Carlene Carter fully embracing that legacy.
There's a little black train coming. Set your business right. There's a little black train coming. And it may be here tonight. Yeah.
Lastly, let's take a quick look at a new act that sounds old. Margot Price's bio sounds like many others. She had the typical grow up in a small town, move to Nashville, and wait tables past, but she caught a break forming the group Buffalo Clover with her guitarist husband, Jeremy Ivey, and later formed Margot and the Price Tags, where top artists like Sturgill Simpson and Kenny Vaughn, longtime guitarist in Marty Stewart's band, sat in. She's been getting serious traction since then, mixing a real root sound with totally contemporary lyrics about modern life's twists and turns. If you appreciate Emmylou Harris, Dolly Parton, Loretta Lynn, and Tammy Wynette, you're going to like this.
Since you left me for another,
you can dig deeper and find more cool stuff to see, hear, read, and do by visiting culturesonar.com or our Facebook page, tunefully called Culture Sonar.
There you have it. Culture Sonar, CEO, founder, editor, and music expert, Al Kattabiani. And the question is, do you like country music? Let us know here at America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone.
Think Green. Harrison with you. The World Health Organization's website says no study on cell phone radiation has shown adverse health effects at all to exposure levels below international guideline limits. But a Mojo Wire report cites a 2006 Swedish study showing 85 of 905 brain tumor patients had used mobile phones heavily for 10 years or more, and most of the tumors were on the side of the head where they held their phones. In March, after reviewing more than 100 studies on the link between cell phone use and brain cancer, a prominent Australian neurosurgeon concluded that cell phones could have a broader public health impact than smoking. The Interphone Project now suggests 8 of 13 countries studied are showing strong correlations between long-term cell phone use and brain tumors, both malignant and benign. And that study has yet to be officially released. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This all-star came to the majors with big-time credentials. He was the 2000 AL Rookie of the Year and helped lead the Mariners to two league championship series where his magic wore off.
Into the gap. That's a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble. Ball game.
So where is Kaz Sasaki now? Kaz abruptly left the Mariners after the 2003 season and pitched one more season in 2005 for the Yokohama Bay Stars. His affair with a Japanese actress led to a split with his pop star wife. He's been a judge on the original Iron Chef and had a pop hit in Japan called Breaking New Ground. And the Grammy goes to... just kidding. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.